It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Today's November 8th, 2024. Thank you for joining us for Lunch in America. Let's jump right into the birthdays. Gordon Ramsay, Cranky Chef, 57. Could you work for a chef like that? I don't know that I could. David Muir, 50. Left-leaning news pundit. Tara Reid, 48. Tara Reid, yeah. Also on this day in history, 2016, a lot of elections, see, the election falls on a Tuesday, the first Tuesday of November, the year that they do the elections, and sometimes the Tuesday is on the 8th, so we've got presidential history today. 2016, Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in the presidential election. 1994, Republicans won control of the House of Representatives and the Senate for the first time in 40 years, apparently as a result of Bill Clinton's popularity level being low, I guess. 1960, JFK was narrowly elected president of the United States, and dating even further back, during the Depression, Roosevelt defeated Herbert Hoover for president. All right, we've got breaking news. This one from Entertainment Weekly. Three people charged in the death of One Direction singer Liam Payne, Argentine authorities say. All right, the article went on to say that the person that was basically his host when he was there by his side the whole time, abandon him. That's his charge. The other two are drug-related, supplying drugs. One was a hotel employee, apparently, and the other was just a drug dealer. All three have been charged. So, yeah, crazy stuff. Here's one from Fox. Where do Trump's legal cases stand after massive election win? All right, here's the thing with that. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I have a good idea, and I'm going to share with you what I think is going to happen. The federal stuff, it's going to fizzle out because he can pardon that, right? He can pardon himself. So we know that would only be until early January, I guess January 20th this year, next year. So that leaves the Georgia charges, and those are state charges. I guess he cannot pardon himself on those. So this woman prosecutor claims she's going to keep at it while he's in office. But I got to tell you right now, it will not. She'll drop him just because she'd be up against the most powerful entity in the world, the federal government. So, yeah. Yeah. So basically, these were all going to fizzle out whether he was elected or not, because the whole purpose of all of them was to stop him from getting in the office, and then they would have fizzled out because they would have gotten what they wanted. But now they're up against the most powerful people in the world, so they're going to fizzle out anyway because that's a losing battle. All right, here's one from Fox News. President-elect Trump makes history with White House chief of staff appointment. That's right, the misogynist picks a woman for White House chief of staff, and she is the first woman to have that position. So hats off to her. I guess she's been around for a long time. She was in Reagan's campaign. She was Reagan's campaign scheduler for his 1980 presidential bid. So yeah, she's got some experience, apparently. I'm cool with it. Here's one from CNN. Soccer player dies after lightning strikes soccer field. It happened in Peru. I guess there is camera footage of it. I passed on that. I'd rather not watch that. five players were injured, were affected or struck or whatever, and one of them passed away, unfortunately. Sorry to hear that, for sure. Here's one from CBS. This is disturbing. Well, Salisbury student, I'm getting a hankering for a steak right now. 12 Salisbury students charged in hate crime attack allegedly lured victim on dating app. That is so bad. I guess half of them were frat boys. They're wearing ankle bracelets and they're in trouble. They, you know, one thing they did though, they lured them saying they were a 16-year-old, which is not good. I mean, this guy could face charges himself for that, you know. Remember the Chris Hansen show? Yeah, same type of thing. But yeah, you know what? This is a free country. You can think and do pretty much what you like. That's what freedom's all about. So these guys are idiots. They're going to have a rough life if a gay person like angers them that much. It's going to be a rough life for them. All right, folks, that leaves one news story left. Actually, two. I've got two good news stories because that's how we roll at the show. We always end the show with good news. Before I do that, I did want to say subscribe to the show, click notifications, email me, make comments, leave comments, whatever. All right. And tell everybody about the show. Get involved. All right. This one from Good News Network. Sunken class ring returned to Canadian man who lost it in 1977 off Barbados coast. This guy was swimming and with his son, and his son got hit by a wave. And to stop the kid from getting washed up onto the beach like a jellyfish, the guy grabs his hand and the son pulls his ring off. So it's lost. 47 years later, someone contacts him and returns his ring. I didn't go that in. You know, I could figure the rest out. He probably got online and searched for the guy. So, but that's one of the cool things about technology is stuff, stories like this. The ring looks pretty good too. It's completely intact. That's why gold's amazing, to be honest with you. The ring looks really good. All right, here's another one from Good News Network. This one is a dog story for the dog people. That's pretty much most Americans. I think we can all agree we love dogs. Might not all want one, but, you know, I think we all at least like dogs. We don't eat them like Chinese people do. They're sickos. Dog rescued after it was seen floating down canal on shopping cart and gets adopted into loving home. That's happened in Phoenix, Arizona. You got to see this picture. How does a dog end up? That's the thing. Thank God someone's there to save the dog and rehome it. Well, not rehome it, give it a home. Glad someone rescued it. I guess the Humane Society got involved, which is kind of scary because they're going to, you know, if they can't find someone to adopt it, you know, it happens there. So, but yeah, that's good news. I think both those are. Folks, I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you have a good weekend. Be safe out there. There's a lot to celebrate right now in my opinion. So just be smart. And until the next episode, keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.